Malachim Beis Perek Tezvav, the kings of Yehuda discussed in this parak are Azariah and Yosam. Kings of Yisrael in this parak discussed are Zechariah, Shalom, Menachem, Pekahiah, and Pekach. Azariah, son of Amatiah, ruled over Yehuda at age 16. Note, Azariah was also called Uzziah and reigned for 22 years. Azariah was primarily righteous, but failed to remove the private altars utilized for worship. And Pasuk Hey, V'inaga Hashem es HaMelech v'hi mitzara'at hayom moso, and Hashem struck Azariah with tzara'at, leprosy, until the day he dies. V'yeshev v'beis hachoshes, and he sat in the free house in an alternate location removed from the people. Rashi and Adak point out, why was Azariah struck with tzara'at, leprosy? Because Azariah tried to offer ketoret, incense, in the Beis HaMikdash. It is forbidden for Yisrael to offer the incense. For the Yikaraba, tzara'at is given to a person for being haughty. Azariah wanted to be the Kohen Gadol and therefore was struck with permanent tzara'at for the rest of his life. What does it mean by Yeshiv Bebeis HaChoshes? Literally translated as, he sat in the free house. The Radak and Matsudas bring, the Gemara and Horius, Yoram and Aleph, ruling the kingdom requires the king to constantly work, as a king must carry the burden of the people. Here, Azariah sat in the free house, Beis HaChoshes, meaning he was free from the burden of running the kingdom. In a different sense, the Mesilas Yesharim and Perichov Beis explains, true humility is when a person does not regard himself as important in all circumstances. Therefore, a person needs to acquire humility in one's machshavos, in one's thoughts, by sitting, thinking, and contemplating, who is the source of all life, who gave you your talents? Hashem. This is what is meant by Vayeshev Bebeis HaChoshes. He sat in the free house. Azariah sat in the free house, meaning he moved to an alternate location as a Mitzora to sit in isolation, talk to Hashem, and contemplate his ways. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, it's considered a great schus, merit, for a person to have the opportunity to sit by himself every day and pour out all his heart's desires to Hashem. As Tehillim is primarily comprised of conversations David HaMelech had privately between himself and Hashem. A person should speak to Hashem not only about the big issues in their life, but even the tiniest details. Azariah died and was buried in Ir David. And Pasuk Zion through Chav Ches, Yosam, son of Azariah, ruled over Yehuda next for 16 years. Zechariah, son of Yeravam, ruled over Yisrael for 6 months. Zechariah perpetuated idol worship through Yisrael. Shalom, son of Yavesh, killed Zechariah and ruled over Yisrael for 1 month. Shalom ruled at age 39. Menachem ben Gadi killed Shalom and ruled over Yisrael for 10 years. Menachem perpetuated idol worship throughout Yisrael. Pul, Melech Ashur, came to attack Yisrael and Menachem. Menachem paid King Ashur large sums of money that was levied from Yisrael not to attack. King of Ashur did not attack at that time. Menachem died. His son Pekahiah ruled over Yisrael for 2 years. Pekahiah continued to perpetuate evil in Yisrael. Pekahiah's captain Pekach killed Pekahiah. Pekach ruled over Yisrael for 20 years. And Pasukov Tes, Bimei Pekach Melech Yisrael, in the times of Pekach, king of Yisrael, but Tiglath Pileser Melech Ashur. Tiglath Pileser, the king of Ashur, came, V'yikach es Iyun, v'es Avel, v'es Macha, v'es Yonach, v'es Het, v'kadesh, v'es Chotzer, v'es Gilad, v'es Haglila, kol Eretz Niftali, v'yigale Mashura. He took all these people, including the entire land of Naphtali, and exiled them to Ashur. Assyria, Sanhedrin Sadik Dalid Amar Aleph, who was the king of Ashur, Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv had 8 different names. Why was he called Sancheiriv? Because he shetzach v'nichor dvarim klape mala, meaning he would throw curses at Hashem. Note, this marks the beginning of the exile of the 10 tribes of Yisrael. On Pasuk Lamed through Lamed Ches, which is the end of the parak, Yosam, king of Yehuda, died and was buried in Ir Yehuda. In Ir David, Yosam's son Achaz ruled over Yehuda next. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.